about what time did they start having a room in the house for this purpose? Did you have one in the house at the asylum?
Yes, we had a bathroom.
I see.
And a tub.
I see.
Running water and everything.
This was about when? About what year?
Oh, after 1900, about 1904.
I see. Did they have indoor toilets at that time as well?
We did. No, at first we didn't. We had to go outdoors.
What did they call?
Rain or shine.
What did they call the place where outdoors?
Well, you could call it the outhouse. Oh, could call it a privy.
That wasn't very nice, I gather. That was not very nice.
And that's all I ever heard it called.
All right. How were they built?
Oh, just a little shed, a little house, a door, one or more seats, long board, one or more seats sewed into the board, and lots of paper out there.
Were they built of wood?
Oh, yes.
See? Did they have a pit dug under them?
Some of them did, some of them didn't.
Some didn't. The better ones had the pits?
Yes, right. Kind of a septic tank.
I see. Was anything put into this pit to keep down
odors? But usually it was just a deep pit, and they'd put lime down in there.
Lime?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Did that kill the odors, or?
Kill the odors, and it disinfected.
I see.
Possibly disintegrated. I don't know what all it did, but I know they used lime.
I see. They had to be cleaned out every so often?
Well, if it was a septic tank, it didn't have to be cleaned out so often. If it was not a septic tank, it would have to be cleaned out. Now, what they did with it, I don't know.
I see. Now, a septic tank is different, though, from this pit. It's a buried contraption.
With some liquid.
Some just people, dissolved. They still have them. And do they have sewers in this section of Jackson now? Or are these homes on septic tanks?
I think it's a requirement now that even colored houses have to have inside toilets.
Yes, but now are they on, do they have a septic tank in the backyard? Do some still have septic tanks? Well, let's see now. I think
they're not supposed to have those anymore in town.
They're not.
Now, out in the country they do, where they don't have sewage. But now, any house, colored house, white house, any house, is required to have an indoor toilet with sewage.
I see.
No tank.
Well, now, can a septic tank be connected to an indoor toilet? Or is it always with an outdoor toilet?
Outdoor.
I see.
I never heard of one for indoor.
I see. They have sewage lines then in Jackson here in this area.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine they would with the colleges.
Well, I remember Mama owned some property and had a whole lot of colored houses. And the city told her that she would have to put an indoor toilet in every one of them. She said, well, I can't afford that. It's cheaper to tear them down. It would have cost about $400 a house.
Oh, would it?
So my brother, who's a real estate man, said, I wouldn't do it. I don't think you'd ever make back enough rent to pay for putting in those toilets.
Is that right?
So he just tore them back.
My goodness.
So part of it to a church, part of it to a skating rink. Part of it I've still got.
Do you still have any rental property? You...